Connor with Mark McCall. And Mark, congratulations, another victory for Saris, an important one and a very hard fought one in the London Derby.
Yeah, a real tough game against good opponents, and it probably wasn't the most pleasing game to the eye. So, the nature of this competition, the way the Premiership is, you get a lot of tough games, and sometimes it's like that, and two teams went hard at each other today, and thankfully we came out the right end.
Absolutely, and coming on to it, obviously after a defeat as well, to kind of right that and get back to winning ways, it's so key, isn't it?
The players brought a great mentality to their performance today. They worked hard, got stuck in, scrambled when we had to, showed togetherness on our line, took our chances when they came along, and we were obviously pleased to get 4 points.
John Smith was just saying how you'd worked very hard, particularly on the defensive side this week, to counteract what Irish can bring to the table, and it obviously worked very well.
Yeah, defence is one of the cornerstones of our game. We probably were at our best against the Ospreys, against Northampton last week, and it was important that we addressed that today. We're disappointed they got in for a try at the end, but overall it was a good performance.
And we talk about him every time I seem to talk to you, but again, Owen Farrell, ball in hand, excellent, controlling the game and faultless with the boot.
No, he's got a great temperament, doesn't he? And none of the kicks were that easy, and he put them all over, and he gave us enough breathing space to get over the line. But he was backed up by a really good performance by the pack. Everybody put in a big shift today. As I said, it wasn't the most attractive game to watch, but it was hard and very physical.
And squad wise, you made a few changes for this one, but in terms of not just the squad mentality, but the squad numbers and quality, it seems to be good, obviously, as you get increasingly into the tiring part of the season where competitions are coming thick and fast.
I think we don't like to bleed on about things. Obviously, we were missing a lot of our better known players. The two scrum halves here out for a while, Charlie Hodgson, Brad Barrett, Jack Berger, Scott Brits, and for us to be able to beat a team of the quality of London Irish without those players tells you a lot about the depth of the squad.
Not a bad list, is it? And just finally, obviously, back to the Heineken Cup and a huge game and a massive one to look forward to next weekend.
No, it's massive. It's absolutely massive for us. We've got, we can put the Premiership to bed until after Christmas. Now we're in a good position. We're second. We've got 34 points. But the Heineken means a lot to the squad. Disappointed with how we did against Biarritz, and this game and the game after become pivotal.
And obviously the Ospreys as a team, the feel-good factor of Welsh rugby, all the wins they've been having in Europe and the Celtic League, any Welsh side at the moment is very tough.
Yeah, and they're on particularly good form, and they had a great win against Munster last night. They've changed the culture at the club. They work extremely hard. They've got good players. They've got good coaches. So it's going to be quite a battle at Wembley next week.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.